everybody. It is Small Fry. I just wanted to make a short little podcast today to explain why I have chosen to take an art hiatus. You all have may seen me make a post yesterday on my Instagram explaining that I am continuing all further projects in the fall in preparation for my senior year of college. So I just wanted to get a little more deeper into why I chose to do this. Yeah, it's my senior year of college. Wow, crazy, I know, right? I remember when I was just a freshman and I'm senior. Like, when they tell you time flies, it really does fly when you're in school, man. Like, this happened the same way when I was in high school. I was a freshman, then I looked up and I was a fucking senior. So it's really a lot for me to take in. And that's why I don't want any unnecessary baggage on my plate while I'm still processing this major transition, because this is grind time, man. When I graduate college, I'm an adult. Like, I'm already an adult now, but when I graduate college, I am an adult. I will need a real job. I will need my own place. You know what I'm saying? So I'm getting ready for this major transition, and it's a lot mentally for me to prepare myself for and take in. So I just wanted to make sure that I'm straight mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and I didn't want to put no extra baggage on my plate. Even though my art isn't a burden to me, it isn't a baggage, but you all know how it is when you are a perfectionist, and I'm a perfectionist. I'm a Capricorn. I need all my work to represent exactly what was presented in my head before I made it, you know, before I put it out into the world. So yeah, I just wanted to take my time with every project that's coming forth, you know, from now on. And I didn't want to rush anything, so that's why I decided to put everything on a pause while I'm getting ready for my own goals and my own dreams first, because those come first and then everything else comes second. I've been very isolated lately, getting myself together, trying to find my place in the world as an artist and as a person. And I've come to realization that just because I am taking this art hiatus and I'm not putting out work consistently, that doesn't make me less of an artist than someone who drops work every week. You know, every artist is different. And if you need to take the time out of creating to focus on your health and your mental health and every aspect of yourself, then do it, because you have to be healthy first. You know, you have to be, you know, I have to be straight in the head, in the mind first before I even attempt to create a project, because I don't want to have as put my energy into a project. And that's my biggest thing. A lot of people want to just throw out projects when they're not even right with themselves inside. If you're not wholly connected to the art piece, then why are you even putting it out there? You know what I'm saying? I just can't correlate with that. So I've been isolating myself, and being that it is my last month here in the city, I didn't want to just be trapped in my room. I've been spending time with people who I am comfortable with. I've been spending time with people who understand me more, and I haven't. And it has been like really personal, intimate settings. It'll probably be me and about four other people, or me and another person. So it hasn't been a lot of energies that I have been around. It has been people that I am comfortable with, and people that I love. So if you are like me, and if you are an isolated person but you still want to get out and enjoy, you know, the last month of summer, then I suggest, you know, doing it with people who you are comfortable with and who understand you. I've been reflecting a lot, just trying to make sure that the emotions that I am feeling are my own, because I tend to pick up different type of emotions, and I don't be confused on why I'm feeling this type of way. So reflecting a lot for me has helped me. My voice is so deep, y'all. I know y'all like, damn, her voice is deep. It really is deep. And I'm drinking tea right now, and I thought it would help, but it's just really deep, and it keeps going in and out. Like, I'm still going through puberty when I'm 21 years old. I just don't understand. But yeah, I didn't want to make this long. It's just really short. I just wanted to explain my reasoning behind taking this break. Oh, but I am dropping another art project at the end of this month. It's going to be a short little documentary called Summer 19. It's just little clips that I got off my iPhone and my friend's Nikon camera of special intimate moments of the summer. So I hope it turns out well. I don't know how it's going to turn out. It's just going to be random clips. I hope you all can get something out of it. I would really love your feedback. But yeah, I'm just excited to get to college and be a whole senior. Like, I just want to see myself 3 years from now and see how far I've come. But I'm sure that's what everybody wants to do. They just want to, you know, fast forward and get past all the hard stuff and just go to where we're comfortable. So, yeah, man, that's pretty much it. I will continue my regular podcast this Saturday. And since summer is almost over, I don't know if I'm going to be dropping podcasts every Saturday consistently, because this was only supposed to be a summer thing. But I will try to, you know, whenever I feel like I should release something, whatever, something is on my heart to say verbally to you all, then I will drop a podcast. So whether that's every other week or every month, just stay on the lookout for that. But other than that, I just want to say thank you all for listening to me ramble and me talk about myself, because I know that sometimes it's boring for people. But if you listen to this the whole way through, you must really mess with me. So I thank you for that. I hope you all have a wonderful Tuesday. Tonight I'm going to Mission Taco, $2 shots and tequilas. Or is it $2 tacos and tequilas? But yeah, I'm going to have me a good time. I love tacos, man. Hope you all spend your Tuesday evening the same way. Spending with people you love. Do something cool. You know, go to a coffee shop. I know that's probably my only recommendation. And some of y'all probably do not like coffee shops in quiet-ass settings. So just go somewhere that you feel is comfortable for you, man. Enjoy this wonderful Tuesday, you know. Summer's over. Summer's almost over for a few. Summer is over for a few of us. So if summer isn't over, you still take advantage of your free days before you have to go back to school. And, yeah, continue to manifest ideas. Continue to create. Continue to learn and grow with yourself. And I'll see you all this Saturday. Thank you for listening again.